If an average GP of Italy, the last one was the worst one for KTM.
Yeah, it was a difficult one because yesterday when Steffi did the first practice, she crashed hard and it was a bit unsure that she could race. And then eventually she could start and the doctors were a bit difficult to let her start because of her crash. But then eventually everything came good and she won the title. So it was title number 3 this year and her third title also. And today was also, in some ways a disappointing day because Antonio, he had a bad day, he hurt his foot and he couldn't finish the race. Max, who just lost third place overall, and he was still in place to win it at one point, and he just blew it. So it was fourth place for him overall. It was a disappointment, and then Marvin in the second race, he was battling with Ken, and then he make a mistake and hurt his muscle in his arm, but everything is fine, so it's not a serious injury, but he had a big hit on it in the muscle, and he had no power for some minutes, and he had to retire from the race.
How he did it?
It was on a jump. Just before the jump, he would his front wheel slid out somehow, and he crashed. So he made a quite big crash, and something hit his muscle on the arm. It's quite blue and red, but he's fine.
When he was in the lead, what happened?
No, he was in second place. He was behind Ken, and Ken was.
Alla prossima.
Ken was he was in the lead, and Marvin was there to battle him, and there was still a chance to take the overall win, and then he made the mistake and crashed. So
you should explain us something. Marvin was so fast, so good almost all season, but then after he get the title wasn't as in the beginning, and then after the title we thought that he can be back, but he wasn't. What happened?
I think he came a bit nervous because Ken was riding very strong, and he was there every race, and he was riding better at that time, and he was not focusing on his own riding in my point of view, and he tried hard in the second race, and it looked better. It looked the best race so far after all the struggles he had. But he indeed had actually nothing to lose anymore after he won the title. So we was hoping to see a really close battle and that he could confirm his title with a win. But that didn't happen. So first race, Ken was too strong, and there was no chance. And we made some small adjustment on Marvin's bike. We changed the gearing because he's also riding the fuel injection for the first time. So this is also, a different bike. And we changed for the second race the gearing, and it made him more happy. And he rode also better in the second race. And then unfortunately he made this mistake, but. Yeah, Ken. This moment is—he's riding very fast, and he has nothing to lose. There was no championship anymore for him, so for him, he was free mind, and he was riding very well. So
anyway, you should be happy because next year in Orange, he could win again a title.
Yeah, I think we have a strong team now. It's a big surprise now at the end that Ken joins KTM, and of course we are very happy to welcome him in the team, and for sure we're going to have a tough battle inside the team also with Jeffrey Herlings, who is the coming star, and who showed some good speed and some good work, and as third rider we have Van Orbeek. He also been showing off some better results lately, so I really hope that we have again a team who can race for top 3, top 4, all the guys. So and with Ken and Jeffrey as favorites, we are pretty safe.
Okay, thank you, Steve.
Merci beaucoup.